We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program an author of several books on television, including Seinfeldia, Sex and the City, and Us. She also hosts the Pop Literacy Podcast. We're excited to have Jennifer Cation Armstrong back with us. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Well, so excited to talk about what's coming up tomorrow night live on ABC, live in front of a studio audience. Episodes of All in the Family and The Jeffersons with an all-star cast. I know you're excited. What is it about this that's got us so fired up?
Well, I can only speak for myself and as a TV nerd, to some extent, a TV history nerd. I'm really excited for people to see these shows that were so important and such a bit, like, they were so shocking and groundbreaking in the 1970s. And another thing I really love about it is that in this time when we're doing so many of these reboots, reimaginings, all of that stuff, where we're kind of retreading territory, this is that, but in a totally different way that feels great to me. Like, it feels like it's really treating these shows as important texts the way you might treat a play. Like, they're actually performing the scripts as they were done originally, and with this incredible cast who I think is going to bring something new and interesting to it.
Who do you think is the target? Is it strictly those people who grew up on these shows, or with some of this casting, are they trying to reach a younger audience and introduce them to scripts and stories and characters that they may not know?
I mean, that was my question, too. I was like, I love this. Is anyone else going to? But I hope so, because, yeah, they are bringing this incredible, I mean, they've pointed this out in press releases, that these are Oscar winners. This is Marissa Tomei and Jamie Foxx and people like that, you know, Woody Harrelson. So I hope that, younger people are intrigued enough by that. And maybe by even the fact that this is truly live. This is the way they used to do television when it was first invented, because they had no choice. And it's going to be really not just live taped in front of a studio audience, but live. We're going to see it as it's happening. And that's always exciting, right? It's like Saturday Night Live or these live musicals they've done where, you know, I think people partly tune in to be part of the conversation on Twitter and partly tune in to see if something goes maybe a little wrong. You know, that's exciting too.
Well, also added to it is the fact that Norman Lear will be there along with Jimmy Kimmel hosting the episodes, and assume, since it's 90 minutes, that there'll be some time for them to reflect on the history and the impact that these original shows made.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They've been very, very secretive about exactly what's going to happen. So we don't know for sure, but given that it's 90 minutes and each of these shows would take up about a half an hour, they probably will be giving us some context, which is very exciting to me. And the fact that it's going to be a surprise to some extent is the other exciting part of this. You know, those of us who are up on this stuff enough to know our All in the Family and Jefferson still don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Now, I was listening to the Pop Literacy Podcast, and you were speculating with some pretty good information here because of who's in the cast and some of the characters that didn't appear on a lot of episodes, that it sounds like there's a pretty good chance we'll see a season 4 episode of All in the Family where George Jefferson makes his first appearance, and that the Jeffersons episode might be the pilot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're sort of triangulating here. There's only, given the cast, there's only a few episodes that each of them appear in. And that would also just make logical sense, right? That we would see Jamie Foxx as George Jefferson on the All in the Family first, and then see the first episode that was a spinoff from that of the Jeffersons also makes a lot of sense. So that seems like what we're going for, and it should be, there's some interesting things about that should be pretty exciting.
And we talked a little bit about the cast, but it is an incredible group of actors involved. Let's start with All in the Family. I love the pairing of Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei. And then when you throw in Elle Kemper from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Ike Barinholtz, what a terrific cast for All in the Family.
It really is. And I think for both of these casts, what strikes me is that I really don't know how it's going to go. I don't know what they're going to bring to it. My guess is that with this caliber of actors, they're not going to want to just do it an impression. You know, like, I'm thinking especially of Archie and Edith, because they both have these distinctive voices and deliveries. Edith, you know, Jean Stapleton kind of did a voice to this kind of high squeaky voice to do that. And I'm guessing we're not going to see just an impression, or else it's just going to play like, say, a Saturday Night Live sketch about All in the Family. So I think it's going to be so interesting to see how these people interpret these characters. And also, you know, it's decades later, so you'd also think they'd want to bring something new to it from that perspective.
We're talking with Jennifer Cation Armstrong here on Downtown. And the Jeffersons cast, by nature of the show and the episode, more characters and an incredibly deep and talented roster of actors.
It's really, really stacked. I mean, we mentioned Jamie Foxx as George Jefferson, but oh gosh, I mean, so Wanda Sykes, first of all, who's one of my favorites of all time, as his wife Louise. But then we've got Will Ferrell as the neighbor. We've got Kerry Washington as his wife, and they're playing this couple, the Willises, who I believe was the first interracial couple, or you know, major interracial couple on television. You know, there's so much. Justina Machado as Florence the maid. So there's really just like even smaller characters are being played by huge stars.
Yeah, we're very excited to see a friend of our show, Stephen Tobolowsky, as Mr. Bentley.
Mm. Yes. See, do you know what I mean? Like it's like every single person who shows up on that screen is basically going to be known and have a fan base. I'm also interested to see how much they control that live audience because, you know, I can see them kind of getting into this. There's a traditional thing that I think you kind of can't help where people want to applaud every time, you know, someone new and known that they love comes onto the stage. I mean, they might not have time for all of that. So it'll be fun to see how much they control the audience reaction as well.
And I wonder what this means, if anything, for the future. There had been talk of opening up the catalog of those great Norman Lear shows. Of course, the recent reboot that was so very good of One Day at a Time. But rather than perhaps do a full reboot, I wonder if this means we'll see more of these one-time-only special events similar to those live musicals that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I would love that, actually. I kind of love musicals, too. I love now, especially they're doing, like, really great job with a lot of those, and they're doing a lot of live ones. And then these are so exciting to me because, like I said, I feel like they're kind of a little more respectful to the original show, and they don't have to do this thing where it's like, what if Jerry Seinfeld had a cell phone? You know, it can just be like, here's the show set in this time. We're going to do it like a play. We're going to cast it great. And it's very, very fun to speculate, right, about the other shows that could get this treatment, the shows that don't seem like they're going to get a reboot. I just mentioned Seinfeld. That's an obvious one. A Friends, things like that. It's like you don't have to rely on getting the original cast back, and you don't have to worry about ruining the legacy by bringing it back and things going wrong the way that, say, Roseanne had happened to it.
And you mentioned on the Pop Literacy podcast, too, that they're going to stick to the original scripts. They're not going to modernize. These shows will be set in the time they originally aired, and that may also include language that was a part of those episodes.
Yes. The episode in question of The Jeffersons does have the N-word in it. So if we're right about which one they're doing, it sort of makes sense to me in the sense of, like, I guess, you know, causing discussion, causing debate, making a splash. Now, my one question is whether they're going to sort of have somebody there to live bleep, maybe. Mm. I mean, that would be the only way to get around that. But they were pretty adamant in what I read that they were going to stick to the text as it was in the time. So that would be something to look out for.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a special night of television live in front of a studio audience tomorrow night on ABC, All in the Family. And the Jeffersons reimagined, if you will. Jennifer Cation Armstrong, great to talk with you as always. Love the podcast, love your books, and hope to talk with you again down the road.
Thank you for having me.